Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
We were in the middle of this.
It's Relationship Therapy with Rachel Cook.
I think we got her back on the line. Our sex and relationship therapist, Rachel Cook, good morning.
It's hard to get hold of me, you know, Jen.
Very busy.
Slippery.
Oh, very busy. You're slippery, did you say? You are. You're slippery little fucker. Listen, we're talking about mummy and daddy issues. I don't think we've ever done this before.
No, I don't think we have in all these years. It's never been, you know, when I think about it, there's lots of people bring it up, but it's not something that I've ever thought of doing. Like, right, let's do a full segment on this.
Yes. Okay. So let's talk about it. What are mummy and daddy issues? Even saying it gives me the ick. Go on.
Yeah. So mummy and daddy issues generally refer to unresolved childhood experiences relating to your parents. So it's basically recognizing that early kind of experiences that we have growing up, you know, our interactions with our parents or primary caregivers, that those shape our beliefs, our behaviors and our emotional patterns throughout life. And so there's a lot of people who have had, you know, it could be inconsistent parenting. It basically just means the emotional baggage from however you were parented. And there's lots of different ways that this is kind of spoken about in kind of pop culture, but that's what they are.
Okay. And how do these issues manifest in our adult life? How do we see that?
Yeah. So this massive variety of ways. Now, not to say that all of these things are only because of your parents or that they're only because you have mummy or daddy issues, but things that people will typically find are that they have low self-esteem, they have difficulty trusting others or kind of around commitment. They find it very difficult to have healthy relationships. It might mean that they struggle with intimacy. Maybe they experience lots of insecurity and anxiety in relationships. It might mean that you need a lot of validation and support. It can also be not just in relation to your relationships. It might be that you find yourself to be a massive perfectionist, that you're very kind of hypercritical of other people or yourself. It might mean that you find it really difficult to set boundaries. And it also might directly mean that you really get kind of activated or triggered being around one or both of your parents, depending on how many there are. And again, it doesn't have to be only parents, it's whoever kind of brought you up. So that might be extended family as well. But yeah, it can show up in a massive variety of ways.
Wow. Okay. So do women generally have daddy issues and men have issues with their mothers? Is that how it works?
Yeah, so this is something that people will often say, and in reality, people of any gender can experience, you know, basically sort of ongoing issues as a result from a, let's say, like not particularly kind of fulfilling relationship, let's say, with either parent. Now, fulfilling can mean a lot of things, but what I mean here is that it can cover a lot of bases. You might have had a parent who was very unsupported. You know, a lot of us had fathers who were working a lot and mothers who were, you know, at home and might have also been working. So it might be that you just didn't get enough kind of attunement and care. It might have been that because your mother was very unsupported and exhausted bringing up kids and possibly managing a job as well, that, you know, she was like lost her rag at you a lot, you know, that she was particularly angry or very judgmental or controlling or kind of, you know, manipulative, all sorts of possible things. You know, the point here is not to kind of blame our parents. It's to recognize that their circumstances will have led them to behave in certain ways that are going to have had an impact on us as children. And that also doesn't mean that it's going to have had the same impact on each child in the family. So you might find that just because of, you know, the difference in age, because of the different kids in the family, the different genders, you know, different ways that children were treated and also different experiences that you had growing up, that, you know, two children in a family might have responded in very different ways to being parented in a particular way by their mother, their father, whoever it was.
Sure. And they have their own story as well. You know, it is generational, like your parents, however they parented you, whether they're absent or angry or whatever, they are not suffering is probably the wrong word, but they are, you know, living their lives as how they were parented, you know, by their parents.
Yeah, exactly.
They were raised by their parents. So
And so we're trying to find this balance of kind of going, you know, it's absolutely valid to be angry and upset, especially if you end up going to therapy and kind of talking a lot about this and realizing things that your parents may have tried really hard to do but still didn't quite manage for you particularly, which again might be that they didn't manage something for you but it impacted like your brother in a different way. So the, you know, the point here is not to be constantly pointing fingers, but it's to recognize that balance between going, how did my childhood experiences impact me both positively and negatively, and what do I want to do about that? And also, you know, what does this mean for my relationship with either parent? Because sometimes it means that you can have long periods where you feel very disconnected, or from a parent when you realize the things that you didn't get that you needed growing up, or that you did get that weren't right for you. It can also mean that you try to have conversations with them that often to begin with don't go very well. So that can be quite painful. It might mean that you recognize as an adult that you're a massive people pleaser and you really avoid conflict, and that you try really hard to rescue your own parent or parents. And so really what we're doing here is trying to kind of inquire and look into the patterns and see how this has impacted you, so that you then have the opportunity to move on from that, to change things and have a, you know, have a better kind of resources, skills and relationships in your own life.
Now, mommy and daddy, or daddy issues,
yeah,
is it just your relationships? I mean, could it affect your career and life choices, would you say?
Big time, absolutely. So like unresolved stuff or unprocessed issues from your childhood, whether that's just to do with your parents or elsewhere, can absolutely and are very likely to impact things like your career decisions, your level of ambition, how you experience authority, you know, your relationship to power, and also your sense of self, because it impacts your self-esteem, your confidence, your sense of kind of belonging and place in the world, your sense of identity, really. Yeah. Then absolutely that is going to impact, you know, your, you know, how you feel about work or career, or, you know, what it means to have a job, and you know, the kind of meaning that you make out of that. So absolutely it relates to that.
Okay. So what can be done to address these issues and heal? Is it therapy? Is it therapy with said parent? Or is this something you kind of need to deal with on your own?
Yeah. So this is something that, like, lots of people make really, like, decent headway on their own. I don't think it's that you have to have a therapist. And obviously that's just not, you know, it's just not available to some people because of the cost, the time, whatever. But I would say, you know, generally you're going to feel more supported with a therapist who you, you know, feel that you can kind of trust, that you feel like a good click with. Because what they will do with you is help you, you know, explore the past. So take some time to really reflect on your upbringing. How did your parents or caregivers respond to your emotions? What did they model to you? How did they discipline you? How did they communicate with you? How did you talk about, and what were you seeing in relationship to, like, relate, you know, romantic relationships, friendships, sex, you know, their approach to work? All of these things are just so unique to every family and each child in the family as well. So, you know, really kind of getting into acknowledging the past and what you specifically experienced, you know, then you have the time in therapy to be able to feel what you need to, you know, grieve the relationship that you missed out on, you know, be able to get angry, be able to kind of also, you know, often eventually you can come to a place of feeling a lot more compassion towards your parents. Not always, but it can often mean that you can get to the place where you're sort of like, look, I recognize that they had their own difficulties, their own set of potentially, you know, traumas and pain growing up and in their life and in their circumstances. It might also allow you to, you know, really recognize these kind of harmful patterns in your life kind of currently. And then you get to kind of reparent yourself through the support of the therapist. It'll help you learn to set boundaries with yourself and other people, and learn the skills to be able to have healthier relationships, and potentially, you know, have conversations with that parent or those parents, which will hopefully make your relationship in the present better if those parents are still alive. But you can still absolutely do a lot of this work if they aren't still alive or in your life. So there's a lot to be said for being able to do so, to like directly focus on some of this stuff.
And then hopefully not give your own kids mummy and daddy issues. I suppose if you recognize them, what issues you've got, you then are more aware of passing them on or not passing them on, which is probably a good thing.
Totally, absolutely. And I think it's a big part of it, is being able to kind of go, right, I recognize that there has been consequences and impacts from my own upbringing and childhood, and that there's a level of responsibility in that, particularly in relation to, you know, your own kind of relationships with people, but I would say in some ways more than any with your own children. Now, I don't think it's possible to not to completely heal yourself and be free from the kind of impacts of the past, but it can certainly mean that you're able to recognize when that's happening more quickly, that you can get support when you need to, that you can basically develop skills to be able to respond. So let's say if your own parent was hypercritical, and from that you've developed quite a low sense of self-worth, and you are very, you know, you judge yourself very harshly, maybe you're critical towards others, you can recognize that and begin to find different, you know, ways of relating to yourself and communicating with others, so that you don't pass on basically that legacy of kind of being hypercritical or emotionally distant or overbearing or demanding or inconsistent. You know, like, no one is going to be consistent all the time, but we're really talking about attunement to the levels of what a child needs, because, you know, every child is different and they're going to develop at different rates and need different things. So, you know, really here, I think it's also important to look at how the term daddy issues is often used to kind of accuse women of being kind of incapable or hypersensitive or crazy. And actually, I think we really need to look at, you know, how these are kind of gendered stereotypes as well, that the words were really talking about how people of any gender can experience, you know, distress in later life because of their early experiences.
Yeah, absolutely. Rachel, thank you so much for that. There we go. That is Rachel Cook, psychotherapist and mental health consultant. She's on Instagram at Rachel Jane Cook with an E on the end. She is back next Wednesday. And we're going to talk about the difference between supporting and facilitating a partner's problem. So if you would like to get in touch, or if you have any questions on that subject, you can email jen@orty.ie.
Jen Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.